Hello, everybody. You're live with Patricia Corey. Most of you know me as the author of Channel of the Syrian Revelations trilogy. And if you don't know these materials, please go out and get them, because what I'm talking about tonight is covered in the books. And I think it's important that you have the positive approach to how to deal with what's going on in our societies. I'd like to welcome you to the show, Beyond the Matrix. This program is for people who dare to think outside the box of convention. I'm going to take this show way past the boundaries of common belief systems and accepted paradigms of our time, and we're going to be venturing out into the deep space of your minds to bring forward what you already know, deep down inside the well of your subconscious mind and universal experience you already know. So I want you to breathe deeply, open your minds and hearts to what potential lies beyond your convictions. Get out of fear, move past the ego, and get into the power zone with me tonight. And if you like what you hear, tell your friends. This is the spot, 12 afternoon Pacific Coast time on www.bbsradio.com. I don't have a guest tonight because I want to talk to you directly, and so I'm going to be asking you to call in and speak to me live on the program. Lots of you have questions for me, and I think you're going to have more when we get into this topic tonight. And this is an invitation for you to air your questions and feelings about medication and food additives and what they're doing to our society. So this program is one format I'll be doing repeatedly. It's called Let's Get It Out on the Air, and you can hear in my voice a certain exasperation, because the part of me that you don't always hear is that screamer that wants the world to wake up and take charge of what's happening to our society. So tonight we'll be talking about medication and food additives and the numbing of humankind, and I assure you there has never been a more important time to talk about this than now. So get a pen and paper. And while you're doing this, please, if you're going to be listening to my show, get these numbers down so that you can call in and take part in the dialogue. Okay? Toll-free number in the States, 877-876-5227. And we've also got a toll-free number for Canada, 888-815-9756. And for the rest of you, the number would be 001 if you're calling from outside of the country, 530-876-3222. Okay, so as soon as I get rolling, I'm going to ask the producer to open up the channels, because we need to talk about this. All right, let's get rolling. I once had a reviewer say of my books, Pat Corey is like the guy in the movie Network. You remember that movie? She's mad as hell, and she's not going to take it anymore, and she wants us to shout it out with her. And that's true. Here's a question for you all. What is happening that we are no longer able to deal with our lives? How has this happened? Why is everybody coming down and being diagnosed with all of these outrageous disorders? We've got attention deficiency disorder, bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder, folks, is manic depression. And they've been treating that, and still do, with electric shock. And yet how many people are being diagnosed with this condition? What has happened? Why is this happening? And I'm sure many of you agree with me that there's a conspiracy going on here to forcibly drug, to get people drugged and numbed to the reality of our lives. And I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So let's get talking about this. So many children are being forcibly drugged today, and that's what it is, forced drugging of the children. When a teacher in a school can alert the principal that a kid is acting out in class, and when that school administrator can then turn the parents over to the health and welfare offices and tell them that they must medicate the kid. If they refuse to medicate the child, They can be and have been brought up on charges for child safety and child abuse. That's when you've got to start looking at what's going wrong in our governments and our societies. So I want to talk about that a lot. We'll start with talking about attention deficiency disorder, and now it's been renamed attention deficiency hyperactivity disorder. Can you stand it? When you seek out information about this ambiguous new malaise striking, you got it. 5 to 7 million people in the States alone. You find it called a developmental disorder, a neurological disorder, a behavioral disorder, or in some cases, just so that they've got their bases covered completely, a neurodevelopmental disorder. And for this, your kids are basically, you're told when it's diagnosed that you have to drug them. Now, unfortunately, he's not with me tonight, but I'm going to be trying to get Dr. Fred Bauman Jr., MD. He's a neurologist and a pediatric neurology specialist in the States. And he's got a book out called The ADHD Fraud, How Psychiatry Makes Patients Out of Normal Children. Now, listen to this. This doctor, who's an expert in the field of neurological disorders, says they made a list of the most common symptoms of emotional discomfiture in children, those that bother teachers and parents most, and in a stroke that could not be more devoid of science or Hippocratic motive, they termed them a disease. 25 years of research, not even deserving the term research, has failed to validate ADD or ADHD as a disease. Tragically, the epidemic has grown from 500,000 in 1985 to between 5 to 7 million today. This is the state of science with regard to ADHD. And he goes on to report that in addition to scientific articles that have appeared in leading national and international medical journals, he testifies for victimized parents and children in these cases of ADHD Ritalin legal cases. This doctor also writes for the print media and appears on talk shows, so I'm going to have him on. But basically, here's the program. The school reports the child is acting out, bored. Oh, let's see what the other descriptions are. Restless and inattentive. And for this, you can be told that he has to be medicated on this heavy-duty Ritalin, which is a stimulant. There are others, too. They're called Schedule II drugs. Ritalin, Dexedrine, Adderall, which is dextrolevoamphetamine, and Grudamet, or Desoxin, both of which are actually methamphetamine, or in the drug world, ICE, or speed. I'd like to hear from you. If any of you know anyone who's going through this, please call in and share what you know about this situation. What do you think about this? When a government, when a situation occurs where school or a health department can tell you that if you don't drug your child, you can be considered a child abuser. This is happening. And it's not just in the States. It's happening everywhere. And while we're on that, there's another thing that you better know about, mental health screening. Have you heard about this one? President Bush's new freedom program to forcibly screen the whole U.S. population for mental illness? If you haven't heard about it, I want you to read up on it, because if you're in the States, you're going to have to go through it. So while before I get into that, do check out Dr. Bauman's site. It's ADHDfraud.org. He's got a very good site. He's got a lot of courage. He's mad as hell, too, and he's not going to take it anymore. So you can get a lot of information there. Okay, so do you know about this new screening program? Let me tell you a little bit about it. The government says you have to protect your children And they have to now, let's see, I think this is since 2004, they're going to be subject, and the whole population is going to be subject, to screening for mental illness forcibly. Let me just, I'm just trying to read down the page here. The new program called Teen Screen. Citizens of the United States need to know that the first target population for this forced massive screening for mental illness are America's children and pregnant women. This initiative has already been in operation since July 2003 in 168 of America's schools, called the Teen Screen Program, and it's developed by Columbia University physicians under the leadership of Dr. Schaefer, M.D., who is a spokesman of Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical. 52 million American school children and 6 million school personnel are about to be ordered to undergo screening tests for hidden mental illnesses. And it's not science fiction. This is happening now. How are they getting around this? There's a new law, the PPRA Act. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here. This, I'll get back to the PPRA message. All right. Commission that has been organized by the President of the United States says New Freedom Initiative for People with Disabilities is the name of the new plan to screen everyone for mental illnesses. And these people that are doing this work have affiliations with the pharmaceutical companies, and you don't need anyone to point the arrow at the conclusion of where this is headed. Let me just ask you then. So if you've got mild depression, sadness, sorrow, grief, anger, shyness, these are all considered mental disorders. Are we going to be medicating ourselves for this? Come on, call in. I want to talk to someone about this. I want to hear you, what you have to say about how we are being medicated in our societies. What has happened? Why are we unable to deal with depression and sadness and grief? Part of our human experience to be able to go through these emotions and to come out the other side having learned from the experience of pain and disharmony. And when we numb it, we learn nothing. Imagine numbing a child, a five-year-old child, who's bored to death in a school environment that provides nothing. So, of course, I mean, can you all not remember being bored to death in some one-hour classroom where you're distracted and thinking about what you're going to do when you get home from school? Can you imagine if this Ritalin situation was already in place in the days of your childhood? And surely you have children. How many of you are experiencing this with your children now? I also read something recently about forced, immunizations for children under five. The school was making these, of course, through the school always, a concoction of all these immunization for all these different illnesses that are going to be administered together. Kids are getting really sick from these things. It's too much. And do you have a voice? Do you have a voice about what the school and the government is doing to your children? So, I want to know. I want to hear you call in. Come on in. Recently, I have someone very dear to me who's been named with bipolar disorder. He gets depressed. How many of us have never been depressed? He gets depressed and he gets out of it, and this is now considered treatable by some of the most intense pharmaceuticals on the market. What happens when you mask emotion with something that so strong that you suppress that emotion or that energy. Those of you out there that are healers, I'm sure will agree with me that suppressing does not heal. So when someone comes up with this kind of situation or is diagnosed with so heavily, and it's so prevalent now, these people go on drugs for 1-2 years trial to see if they can find the right dosage. And in those 2 years, the emotional distress is suppressed. And by the way, I'm not supposed to say this. I'm not supposed to speak out against this. So remember, I'm not exactly saying it. I'm just saying it. What about all of the alternatives? Do you know that now the governments are shutting us down from so many natural cures and healing treatments? We're going to be losing vitamins to the big pharma people. We're going to be losing all kinds of supplements, which may or not may not be good. I'm not an advocate necessarily of supplements. But why are we letting this happen? Why are we rolling over and letting the government put through these big pharma solutions to our lives? Is the cure worse than the disease? And is their quote-unquote protection worse than the danger? Here in Italy, where I live, the pharmacies are always backed up to the street with patients. People use medication like candy. You don't need a prescription to get antibiotics. I'll give you an example. Recently, I was taking a plane for yet another journey, and I ran into the pharmacy because I had a really, really bad throat, and I was looking for some kind of a lozenge or something to take away the inflammation in my throat. The pharmacist said, okay, you need Bactrin, which you probably know is a very strong antibiotic. I said, no, I don't need an antibiotic. I just need something that would numb a little bit of the pain in the throat or just ease, something like a honey caramel or something that would ease the burning in the throat. I'm the pharmacist. I'm telling you, you need antibiotics. And she proceeded to throw down this heavy-duty antibiotic for a lightly sore throat. And most people take it. So we're now looking at super germs that are resistant to antibiotics. Well, something that I'm not supposed to tell you about is colloidal silver. If you haven't heard about it, please write this down. Colloidal silver is also going to be disappearing from our health stores because they say it's not proven to be effective and could be dangerous. Investigate colloidal silver. It's getting harder to find any information about it on the web, but do investigate it. It is a natural antibiotic. I'm not allowed to say what it does or doesn't do, but I will tell you this. My German Shepherd was absolutely beyond the breakwater because his eyes were constantly inflamed, and it was just really, really bad. We tried every kind of cure that the vet gave us, and finally I took out my colloidal silver, which is microscopic units of 99.9% pure silver suspended in liquid. And so it's like a spray, or you can drink it or you can spray it. Sprayed the bottle of colloidal into his eyes twice for 2 days, and there was never another infection. Because the claim about colloidal silver is that virus, bacteria, and fungus cannot multiply when the silver is introduced. So I recommend that you investigate that. I think you'll be very excited to see what that does. And what else? Where is everybody? Come on, call in. I'd like to talk to you. How many of you are still using aspartame? Do you know about aspartame? After a decade of decline, suicide rate for girls aged 10 to 14 rose 76% in 2004. It's the biggest spike in 15 years. The National Center for Injury Prevention and Control reports suicide rates among older teen girls, those between 15 to 19, shot up 32%. Guess what the experts now believe, that the poison in some of our food additives is causing these kinds of reactions. Poisoning and dramatic mood swings from so many food additives. Of course, I'm not supposed to name names, but I do recommend that you start to read up on what aspartame is really about. And if you're still using it in your food, you've got to really stop using it. I'm not supposed to say that. And what else? Chinese food lovers? MSG. Seriously toxic. Here in Italy, the Chinese restaurants still use it. I know that in the States you can find restaurants that don't. But if you do go to Chinese restaurants, you can demand that it not be in the food. So please investigate that as well. Trying to bring up another article that it just makes me so outrageous. I want to scream. A woman in the United States 2 years ago went through this situation with the school saying that her daughter or her son was uncontrollable and he had ADHD syndrome and that he had to be medicated. So she said, no way, my child's bored, that's why he's acting out. And she is being tried for child abuse and faces years of jail. Does it make you mad? It better. So, how many of you have children? This is a big thing. We need to talk about what's happening to the children. What are you going to do when the school or the, I don't know, and different countries have different authorities, when they say, bring us your four-year-old child, we want to do mental screening, and then we're going to inject the him or her with God knows what is in those needles. We need a community voice. We need to stand together. Can't do this on your own. There has to be community saying, no, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. I'm waiting for you to call in. Let me give you the phone numbers again. Okay, toll-free for the States, 877-876-5227. And Canada is 888-815-9756. Finally, the direct line is 001 for the States, 530-876-3222. So don't be afraid. You can talk about this. Let's face it, folks. It's time that you've got clear on one thing. As the pressure mounts on this planet, and we know it is, we can feel it, you're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. Many of us are healers and alternative methodologists, but we need to raise the voice of our rebellion. We need to raise a voice of empowerment. We need to assist other people, because in a toxic society, we are all toxic. So these questions I pose to you now, because as we see life spinning wildly in many directions. A lot of people are starting to really get shaky. And as a community, we need to think about how that's going to affect us and how we can affect the other and raise the vibration and assist in getting out of this fear and numbing and drug of what's being called mental illness. Imagine when we've reached a point where the government, and this is the case in the States, declares that every citizen is going to be tested for mental illness. I mean, let's take this somewhere. So what happens when you're tested as mentally ill? What's going to happen then? Are you going to be declared to be institutionalized, or will you be tested in some laboratory? It's time. It's time to stand up against that. So first of all, we need to really look at our food now. These additives are in everything. It's time to raise our own food where we can. And I'm not talking about survivalism here. I'm talking about a sane approach to healing the imbalance in your life and in the life of your children as best as you possibly can. If you have, there are a lot of countries and a lot of communities where you have joint vegetable and fruit gardens where you can plant and share in the process of bringing up healthy, alternative, holistic, the really, really organic fruits and vegetables. Do it. Get involved. And if you find a group, bring in others. I think this is very prevalent in countries like Canada, where there are neighborhoods where you can go in and share the land and grow your own food. Get into it. Imagine being able to bring your family the real item. I have an apple tree. I just picked 10 beautiful red apples, perfectly, totally organic. What a feeling. And I'm committing to doing more and more to provide all the fruit and vegetables that I need for myself and for the people that I love. It's a big job. I know we don't have much time, but it's important now. And then ask yourself, when you reach for the aspirin or any other cure, I personally don't even have a medicine chest. If you do have a medicine chest, go in there tonight or tomorrow and look at what you've got in there. First of all, half of it is probably outdated anyway, so toss it. Of course, I'm not supposed to say that. You look at what you've got there and ask yourself, I'm not suggesting that if you've got a medication program that has been prescribed that you dump it, but I'm asking you to ask yourself, do you need this med? Have you talked to if you're being treated by a doctor indefinitely on some med, have you gone back and said, hey, doctor, I want to get off of this numbing agent? But there are so many other treatments that we just blindly take, even vitamins. So many people OD on vitamins. So I'm not only talking about pharmaceuticals, even food supplements and vitamins. Sometimes we overkill on that as well. Take it all out of your medicine cabinet, put it in front of you, dump all the stuff that's past the expiration date, and look at what you're consuming and ask yourself, am I allowing my body to heal me? If you're really in harmony and balance, your body should be able to heal you. Of course, I'm going to get a lot of resistance from that, from the in the matrix people, but this is what I believe, and this is what every healer believes. It's about balance. It's about vibration. Here's one for you. I just read an article. 90% of women with copper IUDs get cancer using cell phones. A Swedish study showed 90% of women who use a copper IUD got uterine cancer. Only 30 seconds on the cell phone are enough to open our blood-brain barrier, says the article by John Hankley, a natural barrier that protects our brain from toxin for 8 hours. And his article says that the cause being that the IUD functions, if you can dig this, as a transmitter and a receiver of unnatural dissonant vibrations, and these vibrations are passing through the body because of the connection between the phone and the copper IUD, which is an ultimate electromagnetic device. So use that. Think about what that means and how meds and medications create dissonant vibrations as well. Okay, somebody's saying, uh-oh, watch out, Pat's on the bandstand. But I do think it's so important for us to wake up and start to question things that we just do automatically. Because there's no doubt about it, we are really in a crunch time here. We are all experiencing time mutating. Even people that are not necessarily strong on their path or reading or evolved to any level of awareness of the multidimensional aspect of 3D being the time zone are still reporting that they feel that something weird is happening and there's no more time. Time is slipping away. And we are. We are definitely seeing the mutation of time, and it's really freaking people out. As we evolve and shift into this new vibration, if you haven't dealt with your stuff, you're going to start blowing your corks. This is part of the message in the Syrian Revelations. If you haven't gotten to the blocks and the energy disharmonies in your being, do it now, because as things speed up, you're just going to blow your cork. So where I'm going here is, let's stop numbing ourselves. Let's stop allowing the authority to tell us, take this and go away, and get to what is the depression, what is the pain, what is the sorrow. Surely we are not devolving so much as a species that we can no longer deal with emotion. It's one of the beautiful things about us. Our range of emotion is immense. And yeah, there's the dark side, but there's the brilliance and the light. And when you can't feel the one, you can't feel the other either. So what is this medical solution going to create? A human race of zombies who feel nothing? Ah, yes, but they do what they're told. They take their pills. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I can't bear to see children thrown out on meds because they've been deemed problem children and sick children when they're just bored children. I've got a caller. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name's Nancy, and I just wanted to call and kind of share my story, not that it would maybe help anyone else, but I've gone through similar to what you're talking about, and I just felt like maybe it would give me an opportunity to speak up.
Good, Nancy. Thank you for calling. I'm getting tired of hearing my own voice.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was really, really sick, and I got pregnant at age 40 and had a son, and I'd had an operation to try to get pregnant with him because I wasn't able to get pregnant, and then I had an emergency C-section. And they fed me IV antibiotics both times, and I didn't really know what the consequences of that were because I, you know, was raised in that paradigm, thought that was okay, and became so ill I could hardly digest anything after I had him. So here, you know, I struggled to have this child, and then I can't, you know, don't have enough energy to really play with him or take care of him. And so I went through a long journey, went to my doctor, asked them, went armed with research, you know, and they told me it was just, bogus, that it was being a hypochondriac, which I knew wasn't true because I never went to the doctor. And so I had to do a lot of research on the internet, and it was really, really hard for me, but I'm glad I did it now. I've gotten myself totally well, but, you know, I had to go to a medical intuitive, basically, to confirm my suspicions.
And how did you get yourself well, Nancy?
Well, my hormones were completely out of whack, and that's why I couldn't get pregnant, and that was from petrochemical fumes and organophosphate fertilizers and plastic in the microwave. And all the estrogen in the meat. And I had grown up with my father doing heavy construction and spilling diesel fuel all over, and in a farming area where they were spraying pesticides all during my childhood. And so that's why I couldn't get pregnant. My blood sugar was out of whack. Everything was kind of out of whack, but when I'd get tested by the medical community, my reports would come back normal. And what I finally figured out is that we're not all identical. I've always been a really sensitive person, and so what's normal for me isn't normal for the average person.
Right,
and
exactly.
So, you know, I had to learn, you know, in the whole process to trust myself and that they really were problems. And, you know, then got the validation from the medical intuitive who told me, you know, all the foods to take out and what to do. And, you know, I'm totally fine now. And, you know, I have a 4,000 square foot organic garden. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
For you.
I just wanted to kind of back up what you were telling everyone. And
I'm really glad that you've done that. Thank you. And how's your baby?
Oh, he's fabulous.
How old is he?
9 now. He's 9. You know, and
he's growing up with a mother who is providing organic food and self-awareness, I take it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
How did he do at school?
Oh, well, I homeschooled him for a while. He's in the public school now, and I'm ready to yank him out in a second if I have to, but he's, you know, needing to go through a phase where he's around people more. And
my question for you is, what would happen to you if you yank him out? Would you be subject to legal actions from the government?
Luckily, I live in Idaho, which is one of the more lenient states, and we can just take him out on a moment's notice.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. So I just, you know, I'm a Virgo, and so, of course, Virgos are really into the health thing, and I used to have a medicine chest full of stuff, and I thought I ate well because I was eating what the food pyramid told me. But I wasn't.
Yeah. The food pyramid. Are you a meat eater?
Not anymore, no. No, but I was.
I didn't want to get on the bandwagon about vegetarianism, but I really do believe that it's really a good time to reconsider eating meat. But, of course, it's a personal decision. But for me, with all we hear about what's in the meat now, if you can get past it, it's so good for the planet, and it's so good for your body.
Exactly. You know, it took me a while because my husband grew up hunting, so there for a while I was just eating what he hunted and everything. And it took me a little while, but once I got that all out and got my body all cleaned up, it was amazing the amount my consciousness expanded. I mean, I was...
Have you read the Syrian Revelations?
Oh, yes, I have. Not all of them, but 2 of them.
Good. Please read No More Secrets, No More Lies. It talks quite a lot about what we're talking about tonight.
Okay.
You haven't read it yet.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, good. Now, Nancy, get out in the community
book.
And get people turned on.
I'll try.
I know. I know that it's... I'm really calling on people to get... First of all, get themselves healed, and then get out there and start helping other people get clear, because never more than now do we need to raise the consciousness, raise the voice of rebellion, if nothing else.
Well, that's probably why I called, because I asked my pendulum before I called, okay, is this to help other people? It's like it gave me a definite no. I said, is this for me? And it said yes. And I says, is this because I need to learn to speak up? And it said yes.
Oh, yay to the pendulum.
Yes. So,
and one of those questions is this because Patricia really needs somebody to talk to?
Well, partially, but mostly it was for me. I do need to get out there, and I'm really feeling the call. So I just needed you to help me, and then I could give you somebody to talk to for a moment.
Yeah, well, one of my jobs in this life, my mission is to help people heal themselves And then take it to the next step. Okay, now what are you going to do with this? How are you going to serve the greater good with what you've learned? Because otherwise, we're not really doing the work of spirit.
No, we're not.
So you get out there, go girl.
Okay,
you
thank
get
you,
people
Patricia.
On the,
thanks for all your
be
work.
Be a model, be a lighthouse, be what you want the world to be.
You're right.
Thank you, Nancy.
For the
I'm so glad you called.
To speak.
Stay in touch, huh?
Okay.
And whatever you've got that you can share with me anytime about anything to do with organic food and things that can help, please send it to me on my website, SyrianRevelations.net, and I'll put it up on the Human Voice link on my site.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
I'll be blessed.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I thought I heard another beep, but we got another caller. Okay. I have a few announcements to make. Somebody's been asking me, when are you going to tell us a little bit more about what you're up to with updates for events and things that are going on? So just to give you an update while we hopefully get another call in, I am offering my DNA activation workshop in Amsterdam. On the 28th, there'll be a free lecture on the language of DNA. And on the 29th and the 30th, I will be offering the two-day workshop. That's the last one in Europe for the year. So if you're interested, please contact me. We're filling up. It's at Corey at Tiscali, T-I-S-C-A-L-I, .net. And I have really, really good news, and that is that for those of you who have written and said, I love the books, but they're so hard to find, really good news. The books have been picked up by a big publisher in the States, North Atlantic Books, who do a lot of cutting-edge books, and they are distributed by Random House, which means we're going to finally have global access for the Syrian books and all the work that I'm doing. So I'm sure you can imagine how happy I am to finally be able to tell you that soon you'll be able to find them in all your bookstores. So please spread the word, because if you love the books and you've had trouble getting them, finding them or getting them to people, that will soon be over. That's a very exciting thing. And as for the Soul Quest journeys that I'm running, the next big one coming up will be another return in July in 2008 to the crop circles and to the sacred sites of England. And those dates will be up on my site shortly. And after that, I have Peru coming up, the Pantheon of the Gods. It's going to be a sacred journey, a two-week journey with the help of Kathy Dorr, who is a beautiful soul sister and an expert on Peru and the sacred sites there. And that's going to be in September 2008. Now, between now and then, I've got lots of exciting things on my plate. I'll be leaving in October to spend some time with the shamans in Mexico. I will be in Egypt for private visitation time and work in the temples of Abydos, for a new book that will be coming out, which will be called Where Pharaohs Dwell. So I'm a busy girl. And if you'd like more information, of course, please come to my website, www.SyrianRevelations.net. And you can also write to me if you'd like to be on my mailing list. So keep tuned in, because these trips fill up really, really quickly. Okay, back on our conversation. Another thing I'd like you to watch out for is fluoridation. And if you do follow my site, you know that I never stop talking about it. Fluoridated water is outrageously bad for you. It's an incredible industrial chemical, incredibly bad industrial chemical. It makes your body absorb extra aluminum, and that aluminum goes to your brain. And as you know, if you know my work, you know that I'm concerned with activating DNA and activating the pineal gland, which is the lighthouse of your being. It is the lighthouse of the higher self. And what happens is fluoridation, when they investigate, when they do autopsies, they find sediments of fluoridation in the pineal gland. So, and lo and behold, this is also showing up alarmingly in the brains of Alzheimer's victims. So, may I recommend, if you are in countries that have fluoridated water, that you do everything possible to investigate alternatives to the tap water. If you're not already doing so, please eliminate fluoridated toothpaste. It's supposed to be keeping your cavities away. It's one of the worst things that can happen to you. There are all kinds of alternatives, wonderful toothpaste supplies that you can buy in health food stores with no fluoride. And yeah, they cost a little bit more, but you are worth it. And again, get mad. You don't want this stuff in your food and in your toothpaste and in your water. And you have a right, or at least a responsibility, to see what you can do to eliminate it. Just remember that good health is common sense, and you need to use your common sense now to have a healthy dose of cynicism about what the authorities say about what you need, what's good for you and your children, and what's not. For many of you, this is pretty much already a done deal. You know, if you're my audience and you're reading my books, you're probably way beyond the introduction to these kinds of things. But nonetheless, we need to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it until as many people as possible can react. So I'm calling upon you to get out there in your communities, if you're not already well at work, and take up some aspect of what I've talked about tonight. Take it into the schools, take it into your communities, talk to other parents. And yeah, I know that a lot of other people may think you're nuts. I sure am considered nuts by plenty of people. And I think that's a good thing. If this is nuts and that's normal, I'll be nuts. So that's a kind of an off-the-wall comment to close with. But I'm inviting you to be just a little bit nuttier than what normal is and stand up for health, mental well-being, and yes, the freedom to emote, to go into the pain, to be depressed, to have a depressed child, to talk through it without immediately allowing the guy in the white coat to say, oh, yeah, she's bipolar. And I just want you to know, if you look on the web on what bipolar is, because every other person I talk to is bipolar lately, this is manic depression. And they are still treating it, besides all the psychotic meds, they're still using electric shock in severe cases of bipolar disease. So before you embrace this diagnosis from a doctor, for God's sakes, investigate, investigate, investigate. And since I'm on the bandstand, I will make my speech about meat. I am not someone who advocates. My belief is that each of us has our path. Each of us knows what's, we don't always know what's best for us, but we follow our path and we seek out our own truth. And we all have a time when we flower. So not everybody's willing and ready to talk about vegetarianism, but please, please consider, with all of the garbage and disease and disharmony that's in the meat, just give it some thought if you're not already a vegetarian. I don't even want to go into the moral or humane considerations, because then I would really sound like I'm on the bandstand. But think about what you're doing to yourself. What are you taking into your body when you eat meat? And how much better would it be for the environment if we didn't have 180 million acre ranches with overfed beef that are chemically, hormonally forced to grow and then killed for feed? And what about all that waste and whatever? Please consider that. And get mad. Get mad as hell. Make change. Now is the time to get mad and make change in your life and in your societies. And don't be afraid, because somebody has to talk. Okay, that's my speech for tonight. Thank you for being patient and listening to me rambling, because sometimes when there's nobody to, except Nancy, to feed back, I feel like, whoops, where am I going to end up this sentence? But I think that we've talked about some interesting things. I'm going to try to get Dr. Bauman on to talk about his investigation into this absolute epic problem, diagnosing innocent children, bored children, with a non-existent condition, or at least an undefinable condition, which is neuro-attention deficiency. The words are non-ending, but they don't nail down what this syndrome is. Don't forget the words. I'll give them back to you. Developmental disorder, or it can be classified a neurological disorder, a behavioral disorder, and just to wrap it up, a neurodevelopmental behavioral disorder. I think we owe our kids a little more respect than that. And that's why I'm going to close tonight. Thank you for listening. Please have an opinion. Please write to me and let me know how you enjoyed the show. Next week, I'll be talking about the language of DNA and the exciting discoveries where science is finally catching up with spirit, and so much validation of the information that has come through to me from the Syrian Council. So please join me next week. It'll be another whole hour with me. I hope I have kept your attention. And I send you love and light. Good evening. Thank you for being with me. It's evening here in Italy. It's afternoon for you in the States. Have a great day. I love around you all. Thank you for being with me. Good night.
Hello.